Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me in this special bonus episode as we continue our examination and conversation around the astrological energies of December 2019. Now, in this podcast, we are picking up where we left off in part one. So part one was essentially the first half of December and going into the energies of the Gemini full moon and the 12-12 portal. Also at this time, we have Venus conjunct Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, which energetically I have been feeling as a graduation, as a strengthening of divine feminine energies, as a turning point in what the divine feminine energies are here to do on the planet. Now, keep in mind, we all have divine feminine energies within us. It is not about gender or sex. It is about unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, support, your ability to be yourself, to accept who you are on the planet, and to walk with that energy in your life. It is a deeper understanding of your heart, of who you are as a soul, of your ability to create and to express yourself, your gifts, and your desire to do so with acceptance for other people as well. Divine feminine energy steps away from competition, overly exerting oneself through ego. It is a focus on personal value, self-worth, and finding the joy in our lives as well. So this is an energy that has been growing within each of us. And as we move through December and into January 2020, we are really being encouraged to strengthen our hearts, to strengthen the truths that we now resonate with, and to ensure that we bring these parts of ourselves into our lives, into our relationships, into our world, into our thoughts, into what we share with other people. So this is a very powerful turning point. And the energy is going to continue here as we move throughout December. So picking up where we left off, we are looking at how the middle of December is significant astrologically. It is looking at how Venus enters Aquarius on December 20th. And this is where Venus becomes more equipped to express herself as an individual. It's where you have your unique flair, your sense of style, your sense of self. There's a strength in individuation. We're understanding that you are a valuable and important part of the cosmic whole. And Venus in Aquarius is happy with how she's different. In fact, that's what she values in herself. And so this is an inquisitive Venus in Aquarius. She looks for something new, something forward-thinking, something edgy. And it certainly affects the feminine energies as a whole. Wherever Venus is traveling is what is being basically amplified in the feminine collective. And this is a technology scientist, very, very well thinking Venus, and a lot of cool things that make her perhaps quirky, but also she has the ability to be friends with many people. When you have a high level of self-acceptance and you know who you are, you can accept others for who they are. And that is one of the bigger expressions of this Venus in Aquarius. So that energy happens on December 20th. Now, the bigger energies happening here around the same time involve Saturn in Capricorn back at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And I want to highlight this because 20 degrees of Capricorn has been significant throughout 2019 and into January. So 20 degrees of Capricorn is where Saturn stationed retrograde, the end of April 2019. 20 degrees of Capricorn is where Pluto stationed direct, the beginning of October. So we've had both Saturn and Pluto dancing together at this 20 degrees of Capricorn. So if you have any planets or points here, at 20 degrees of Capricorn, or even 20 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, this 20 degree point has had a lot of intensity and pressure. It's been undergoing an intense life makeover, but perhaps it's felt out of your control, but also something that hasn't been on your timeline. This is an area that has been slow moving because it's been deeply reworked, deeply worked with. And it continues into January when we're going to have the Cancer full moon lunar eclipse at 20 degrees of Cancer, opposing the Sun and Mercury at 20 degrees of Capricorn. So understand that this has been a heavy energy in our charts of intense responsibility, transformation, understanding that something has to play out. If something has been delayed or denied, it could be connected to 20 degrees of Capricorn in your chart. But this is also working with you at a much deeper soul level. And that's because of Pluto's involvement. Pluto is the energy of our soul's evolution, what we are here to face, to work with, to transform, to step into a higher place of consciousness, a higher place of power and expression. And so we've all had this point stimulated, but it's working with us at a very deep level. 20 degrees is also the threshold between the second decan and the third decan of astrology, and I'm feeling it as this 20 degree point is a threshold, like a tipping point into everything that has been accumulated and learned through the first 20 degrees of Capricorn now must be handled, must be taken care of, restructured, dismantled, permanently changed forever, as both Saturn and Pluto enter the third decan of Capricorn, where they will now stay. So we've had this preparatory energy. Now everything that has been learned, understood, gathered, gained, decisions must be made now. Choices come about, consequences come about, karma plays out. The third decan of the astrological signs, which are between 20 and 29 degrees, is where there is mastery and completion. So what are you going to do with everything that you've learned and gained? Well, this is when there are choice points and things must play out. So again, 20 degrees of Capricorn is where you've been receiving some very big, intense energies that you've had to restructure your life around. You've had to make big decisions. This energy actually was also strong in 2018. Pluto was here in February 2018, also June and July 2018, and again in December of 2018, and then of course into January, and then Saturn came across the same point. So we've had to really look at where we're ready to take responsibility for our lives, where we need to step up in a whole new way and get serious about our energy, our choices, our life plan, what we contribute in the world, how we show up in the world, all of these Capricorn areas of our lives. So if you can connect some dots here, looking back to 2018, and then reviewing 2019, there's probably been some big realizations around the Capricorn areas of your life and where you're ready to commit going forward next. January 2020 is going to provide more of this turning point energy with the eclipse. So know that something has had to be deeply cleared away, and that of course relates to the south node in Capricorn, showing us what's done, what's complete, where you've graduated, what has served its purpose, and it's okay to let it go, even if you've been fighting to keep it. And that's part of what the Pluto energy does. We fight for something. We want to retain our power. We want to retain control. But there's a bigger energy cycle that's asking you to release your grasp so that you can keep growing. You can understand more of what you're capable of in the world and to not over-identify with one title or role or status, to know that you're unlimited, to stay open to what could come in next and to allow this energy cycle to, it's like, I'm seeing the image of a wheel. If you're at the top of the wheel, you can be, it's like being turned forward. If you're at the bottom of the wheel, it can feel like you're being scraped against the ground. And it could feel like that's been part of this cycle. You've been at the top of the wheel and then you've been at the bottom of the wheel, but now the wheel is turning again to help you move forward. I hope that visual helps. It's like looking at a tire on a car. And you know, if you're stuck between the rubber and the road, that could be what you felt like in this Capricorn area of your chart with something running back and forth over you. You can't get out. This is a horrible visual. It's also kind of funny though. And now, you know what? You're going to be released and you're not going to be trapped anymore, because now there's a sense of you've cleared out a lot and there's a new cycle carrying you forward. And since it's part of the eclipse cycle, that's where there can be changes that happen very quickly. It signals that now it's time for the changes to come in. Now it's time for the new revelations and what you're meant to understand. So this 20 degrees of Capricorn is strong from December 20th through the 29th as Saturn returns to this same territory, asking you what you've learned. What have you decided? What are you committing to? Now's the time to really honor what is necessary and then move forward. Now, as I said, the sun is going to enter Capricorn on the 21st of December, and it's going to quickly square Chiron and then trine Uranus. And so this is going to also reverberate the energy of Jupiter in Capricorn squaring Chiron and Jupiter in Capricorn trining Uranus that happened the first half of December. Now the sun comes through, brings in that light, that energy, that awareness, and helps you see again what you're ready to say yes to. With Jupiter, we had an awareness of what was possible, and now with the sun squaring Chiron, it could feel like that uncertainty is something you're able to see. It could feel like a quick insecurity or wound or something that is uncomfortable, but you can move through it as the sun trines Uranus in Taurus, and there's a sense of, I'm going to bust out of that limiting part of myself. Of course I can do it. I can learn. I can understand. I can keep growing. Anything's possible. When the sun is trining Uranus, we have a sense of, why not? Let me do it. Let's just see what happens. It's an adventurous energy typically, but it's happening in the earth signs, which are practical and grounded. So I feel like there's going to be some kind of busting out of an old paradigm of limitations when the sun trines Uranus, and that will happen on December 23rd and 24th. So look at what you're ready for next, because the sun will give you that energy to try and go for it. And all of that happens right before our last eclipse of 2019. The Capricorn new moon solar eclipse is at 4 degrees of Capricorn. It's happening on December 25th and 26th, so Christmas and Boxing Day. And it is when the sun and the moon are conjunct in Capricorn. And they're also going to be conjunct Jupiter in Capricorn and the South Node. So this is a turning over energy. This is when something is realized, something is seen for what it is. There's a sense of, I'm done with this. You could feel done with it in a very big way. I'm feeling it as a huge karmic release, like cleared it out, finished. I get it. I understood what I was learning. This is the Jupiter energy here. I understood the consequences of what I needed to go through. I see now what this was about for me, but I'm ready to embark on a new chapter. And that's where this new moon solar eclipse is strong, is that you understood what was learned and you're ready to keep going to that next phase. It's a very interesting energy whenever we have a solar eclipse conjunct the South Node, because it's a turning over. It's that releasing of letting something out that you're done with, but it's meant to lighten your load. It's meant to set you free for the new chapter. So you could feel the endings and beginnings simultaneously. There is certainly a balance of both. With Jupiter here, I feel we have energetic support to understand the bigger picture, the bigger lessons, what you're taking forward and what you're not. There's a sense here that you have karmically released and closed out many lifetimes of lessons and energies. And it's certainly part of what's had to play out over the past 2 years. The past 2 years, it feels like that's where it's been. I'm going to call it the consequences or the healing or the real world things you've had to take care of, whether those are contracts, agreements that had to be signed or released. This is when I feel like there's been a lot of lawyers hired lately, like all over the world, to settle all of these matters. And so there's this sense of things being closed up and completed, but the energy could go back 5 years, even 10 years. It could even go back 2008 when Pluto entered Capricorn. So you see how there's many layers of energies involved here. And I feel like for many people, it's been this overlap of things in their life that's just over and against your will or not how you thought it would go. But keep in mind, you've learned a lot and that's what you're going to take forward with you. And this new moon solar eclipse at 4 degrees of Capricorn is also helping you understand your new responsibilities in the world, as well as your new responsibilities to yourself and how to manage your energy in a way that strengthens you. Now, right after this solar eclipse, we have Jupiter conjunct the Sun in Capricorn. That happens at 5-6 degrees. That will be on the 26th, 27th of December. Jupiter conjunct the Sun brings in opportunities, developments, advancements. In Capricorn, it could be great for business decisions, what you're doing next in the new year, what you want to embark on. It gives you that energy of possibility, that sense of hope, that sense of, yes, I can commit to this. It's been a long year and I'm ready to start new. I'm ready for the next cycle. And it's typically one of the most fortuitous days when Jupiter and the Sun are conjunct. It just happens once a year. And in Capricorn, you know, it's like this repeating theme of, what are you planning next? What is your next business plan? What is your next life plan? What is the soul work, the soul mission work that you're stepping into? This gives you a boost. It supports going forward and it supports the new chapter. On December 29th, Mercury enters Capricorn. And this also brings in our focal point on the details, on the planning, the strategy, what needs to be in place, what you need to do. This is a serious mind, Mercury in Capricorn. And it says, okay, how am I going to bring this together? How is this going to happen? But I feel that it also really showcases where your mind is going to go and could help with connecting some dots around the new plan, the new commitments, the new responsibilities that you're moving into. After Mercury enters Capricorn, we're then going to have the Sun conjunct the South Node in Capricorn. And this will be December 29th and 30th at 8 degrees of Capricorn. And it's basically carrying the energy of that new moon solar eclipse still. So this last week of the month, the year, the decade, all these various release points, and you could feel it. There could be big announcements in the world. This could be businesses closing, retail stores closing even more, businesses changing their business plans, cycles ending. There's a huge turnover energy. And at a personal level, you're going to look at the Capricorn area of your chart to look at what is really truly done for you. Because as the Sun is conjunct the South Node, you really feel it. The Sun highlights. It says this is over because you've learned a lot. What have you learned? What have you come to understand? What are you taking responsibility for? And now you are able to move into January 2020 with that wisdom and experience that all supports mastery. So even when something ends and it just is removed permanently and completely, there's still knowledge that you've gained. You've still understood some things about yourself, your needs, what you're here to do, what you are comfortable with as you move forward next. So I feel like there's many release points through this last week of December 2019. And it feels spiritually beautiful. It just feels like a grand completion. And to honor what that is for you, even if it's been a lot of hardship and struggle, and your ego has been through the ringer, or you felt like you've been stuck between the rubber tire and the road, there's something that you needed to move through in order to benefit what you're doing next. And there's also something to be said about the fact that when you're in the intense pressure cooker, when you're going through something that's very challenging, or even, you know, it's not happening fast enough, we often don't see the rewards of it until hindsight. So give yourself a break. You know, don't put too much pressure on yourself right now if it's all been a very intense period. Because I feel like there's been so much energy moving through us, but moving around the globe, that it's really been intense. And give yourself some downtime. Between, I'm going to say during the holiday break, whatever that might mean for you. But there's really this big energy of things being completed during the last week of 2019. As I mentioned in part one of this topic, we are moving through an energetic portal that reveals to us more of what we're ready to heal on the planet. And it relates to the energies and timeline of Atlantis. And back in 2013, I did a class where I taught six different classes on Atlantis and Lemuria energies. And before I did this part two for you, I went back to revisit that information. But what was really fascinating is that most of it was gone. And so I inquired about that and thought, well, why don't I have access to that information anymore? And what can I do now to bring forward the best messages? And what I was told was that during that period when I was teaching these classes, it was between the 2012 and 2015 astrological energies that were very big. That was when Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries were in a very intense square 7 times from 2012 to 2015. And it was energies that were deeply working with the long-standing energies on the planet. And a lot had been shifted. And I feel like there were certain plans in place during that time. Energetic plans, spiritual plans, and it even came through at a human level, 2012, 2015, that changed the trajectory of our planet. And I'm seeing it as how it's shown up in government, politics, business. And I have honestly no validation of this. This is just intuitively what I'm receiving, is that certain things are put in place now that actually saved our planet from some worst case scenarios. And I believe this is through shifting the powers that be, shifting what has transpired, and all of that changed what and how energies are playing out now on the planet. So basically, between 2012 and 2015, things actually changed for the better, if you can believe it, because of the rising consciousness and rising intentions. And that's all shifting what we see happen now on the planet, which I understand can be very, very hard to understand when you look around and you're saying, okay, Molly, what do you mean? This seems like a worst case scenario right now. The information that I've received is that it's actually not. There would have been, I'm going to say nuclear possibilities, much worse case scenarios that would have played out if this other plan was not put into motion and developed and grown. And so what has happened is that there's been a speeding up of energies. And what I feel is that we are quickly approaching some consequences and karma playing out on a faster timeline. And this means that we have advanced what this planet is going to experience in the next decade. And I feel it as related to the Atlantis energies, where there was excessive patriarchy, technology, control, power dynamics, a lot more betrayal and manipulation. The hierarchies were very extreme. And there was a limited consciousness around humanity. Now, seeds have been planted and they are growing around the consciousness of humanity and what's possible here. But that consciousness is up against the powers that be. Okay? And that's part of what the Pluto and Capricorn energy is dismantling, removing, destroying. In other podcast episodes, I've talked about it as a grand renovation of energies on the planet, similar to a home renovation where you're tearing out the kitchen and destroying the cabinets and removing this very old laminate, or, you know, taking apart the crusty, gross floor. It's that type of energy on the planet. And it relates to the energy cycles that were first seeded on the planet in Atlantis consciousness. And so we're healing a deeper wound around what it means to be in our power, in our strength to be individuals, to love ourselves without having to give our energy or power away to another or to an outdated energy paradigm. This is very deep work. It's very intense work. It's spiritual work. It's interesting because I feel that even some people listening to this are confused, and that's okay. If this is all new or you're like, I have no idea what you're saying. What I am intentionally doing is, if you are willing, I am planting a seed of consciousness and you can decide to accept it or not. That is your free will. But it's my intention to offer you a bigger, broader understanding of the energy cycles on the planet. And to know that for eons of time, there have been many different types of energies on the planet. And most of the population has no idea about the true history and the true projects of the globe. And Atlantis is one. Lemuria is another. There are other energies all over the world that are also quite galactic, and they are quite important in the formation of humanity. And of course, now I'm seeing Egypt. I'm seeing Easter Island. I'm seeing various parts of the planet that have received and worked with bigger energies, visitors, entities, etc. And we are expanding our consciousness in this next decade to new galactic energies, and you could call them cosmic partners and cosmic visitors. This energy, these stories, this information is not new to the powers that be. It is new to the masses of humanity. And so there is an opening now in your consciousness to expand beyond what you have learned, what you have been told, what you have thought was truth, to open up to higher truths about the cosmos and to look at more than what you thought you could see. It's like looking through a telescope, but that telescope isn't enough. It's not the right technology. There's an advancement here for those who wish to embark upon it to understand more of what's of the history of the earth, is what I'm hearing. And because Capricorn is an earth sign, there's a lot going on. The energy codes of the earth are changing. The deeper layers of the earth are changing. And there's a lot that millions of people are ready to understand, because there is higher consciousness now. And again, back when I taught the classes in 2013, even that information has shifted in a way that we can now receive even more information. It's sort of like you have a book with 50 pages because that 50 pages is all you can possibly comprehend. Now we're getting 100 pages. Now we're getting even more information over the next decade. So I feel like we are moving into this expansive playground of energies, and there are more openings on the planet to receive these insights. There's already so many things happening that we are understanding at a higher level now. And what I'm seeing now is that there are millions of awake people on the planet who have raised their vibration to such a place that it is taking over the lower 3D paradigms that can no longer survive in the higher vibrations. Another way to explain it is that there are the Capricorn energies on our planet, big business, government, politics, institutions, structures that we have needed to understand the best way to organize the masses, to organize our life, to conduct business. It's all served a purpose. It's all been part of a learning cycle, and we're advancing as humanity does, as politics advance, as business advances, as government advances. Those energies that are stuck in the control and power dynamics are going to, it's almost like self-destruct. They're falling apart. It's sort of like the battles within are what destroys these energies. It's not even the battles outside. It's the internal self-explosive energies that are dismantling these structures. And I'm seeing it as when they have blown up a casino in Vegas or a stadium, a sports stadium, and they have these very specific ways that a building collapses on itself. It's that kind of energy that it collapses on itself. And it's happening because so many people can see the truth and they're requiring more. They're requiring more light, more compassion, more justice, the right use of power, the self-respect, the integrity, etc. So there's been this rise on the planet of light and higher vibrating energies that the lower energies feel suffocated by. And it's creating an self-explosions. And so many of us who are awake are actually the new leaders of the planet, and the individuals in the formal roles of leadership, their titles and their responsibilities are now outdated. It's a bit like being made redundant, of you don't even have the qualifications now to energetically lead what is needed of you or what is needed in this role and this title. So this is part of the grand turnover. And so those who are on top are now actually on the bottom, but they are given the opportunity to grow through their choices and decisions. I don't necessarily see that happening. I actually feel more consequences for people who have misused their power. And this is the justice coming through. But it's interesting because so many people have it wrong, or this, the story isn't fully revealed, okay? And so we can think we know, but we probably don't have all the information, and we might never have all the information at a human level. But you do have everything you need energetically and spiritually to stay in alignment with what is right for you. So this is part of healing the Atlantis wound, and it's understanding your individual strength, your individual soul power, and what you are here to create in this new energy that's never been created before. All of this is what makes December a turning point and a changeover month. We're releasing our preconceived notions around responsibility and what we thought we had to be. And this is at an individual level and at a collective level. And it feels quite deep. It feels quite ingrained in us. And it's all, now I see all this energy going up through the crown chakra. The more you can be a spiritual being, the more that you can be energetically aware, the more you can develop your intuition or your spiritual gifts, that is where you will now navigate through the next decade. It isn't going to be through what you see. It's going to be through what you sense and feel, your spiritual gifts, your intuition, All of this is also part of the divine feminine awakening energies within all of us, regardless of your gender or sex. It's understanding that you have a connection within you that you can trust. Trust yourself, trust what feels right, trust your own light. And that's the best way to move into 2020 and beyond, as we have some very big years around this global renovation, around what must fall and end, and then what must be rebuilt. And we are made for the long term, okay? We are made to keep going. So we must keep that in mind. And that's one of the gifts of Capricorn, is that you remember you can do this for the long haul. You can stay strong, stay clear, stay focused, and keep going. And I feel like that's a vital part of what we do, is we play the long game here, because the short game is going to be very disruptive. And it's going to be very unsettling. And if you keep your focus on that long term, you will have something to stay centered on and to keep going. Now, I do have monthly astrology webinars that I've just released that talk about the energies of every month. So the January 2020 astrology webinar is now available, a very affordably priced, and it's so that you can look at how these energies are going to show up for you as we move into 2020. You can see what the Capricorn energies are shifting in your chart. It also has separate videos that look at the lunar cycle, that look at this really big Cancer full moon lunar eclipse, as well as the Aquarius new moon eclipse. So these monthly webinars are helping you navigate the year ahead, and I hope that they really help you connect with more of your own astrology chart too. This is where you are becoming a new human being, where you're working with these various energy tools, such as astrology, such as your intuition, such as your spiritual gifts, because that's where you're going to navigate life in the best and highest possible way during this really big period on the planet. So we've certainly covered a lot in this part two episode of the December 2019 astrology. You can always come back and listen again. You can also listen to part one again. But I hope that this helps you understand the bigger cycles, the bigger energy paradigms, what is shifting and changing. But more importantly, it returns you to your power and your choices, because that is the best use of your energy. And that is where you are here as a soul to experience this very wild ride we are on this planet. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your presence and your energy. It's been a joy to connect with you. I'll be back soon for my next podcast episode. And if you're interested in any of the monthly astrology webinars or anything else that I share, you can find all the links below this show in the show description. You can also check out mollymccord.online for more of my offerings and free teachings for business development, specifically for healers and awake conscious individuals. And you can also go to consciouscoolchic.com, which is my website for books, spiritual teachings, and more. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon.